And now, young Widder Brown. Evan Brown's fiancée, Dr. Anthony Loring, has just made a great discovery concerning Dr. Addison Shaw, the lovely young woman surgeon who recently saved Evan's life. And Louise Simpson, who is jealous of Evan and Addison, has an inkling of what it is about. Now, after seeing Ellen and not telling her what has happened, Anthony is in his office at Health Center Hospital when a knock comes at the door and Olivia McAvoy, superintendent of nurses, enters at his summons.
Come in.
Hello, Anthony.
Oh, hello, Mac.
I've been watching for your car all morning, but I must have missed it.
Well, I've been here about an hour, Mac. Anything urgent?
No. I just wanted to tell you that I have your new doctor all settled. I've given her a suite in the nurse's home.
Great.
Anything wrong, Anthony?
Oh, nothing. Just that I've let Ellen talk me into something again. I was right all the way, and I let Ellen talk me into it.
This hiring Dr. Allison Shaw, you mean?
I should have said, Dr. Shaw, I thank you. I'm grateful indeed. Many thanks for saving Ellen's life. But unfortunately, well, why go into it?
What's happened, Anthony?
The man in her life has shown up. He's at the mansion house, out on his seat from drinking too much. And I've been over there giving him shots to quiet him down.
I didn't know there was a man in Allison Shaw's life.
Well, I did. So did Ellen. Allison came here to get away from him. Or rather, she stayed on here to get away from him.
Is that so terrible? Most women have certain emotional problems and involvement. Allison Shaw is a very handsome woman. Why in the world are you so upset?
Because men manage to keep their emotional lives apart from their work and women don't.
Anthony, you're getting very short-tempered. Now all you have to do is tell Dr. Shaw to get rid of him. Then forget it. The trouble with you, Anthony, is that you feel too responsible.
I'm angry because Ellen was so sure that there'd be no trouble. Now, there's not only trouble, there can be scandal and heaven knows what.
Is he very obnoxious?
He's obviously enslaved to drink. And that means all sorts of complications. That means...
That means you are borrowing trouble before it arrives.
Well, perhaps, Mac. I don't know, of course. All I know is that little Mr. Bailey is beside himself regarding the reputation of his hotel. This man is very uncooperative when conscious. Come in.
Dr. Loring. Oh, hello, Miss McAvoy.
Hello, Dr. Shaw.
I stopped by to tell Dr. Loring I was very comfortably settled in the nurse's home.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Sit down, Allison. I want to talk to you.
I'm just going. I imagine you'll want to eat with the doctors, Dr. Shaw. So don't worry about the schedules at the nurse's dining room. They're all different.
Thank you, Miss McAvoy. Miss McAvoy is such a good person, Anthony. She's made me feel very comfortable. And I'm awfully glad to be at work.
Good.
I guess that... Is anything wrong?
Jim Morrison is at the mansion house. How wrong is that?
Jim? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Doc. He's registered there. I've just come back from giving him a few shots to quiet him down so the guests at the mansion house can get some sleep.
He's been drinking?
Considerably.
Did you talk about me?
No, there wasn't much time for conversation, Allison. As you know, he gets into a state that is apt to lead to self-injury, so I wasted no time in getting him under control.
Do you want me to leave, Anthony? I'll go now tonight. You can tell him tomorrow that I've gone.
That isn't necessary.
Yes, it is. I can tell by the way you look that you see the whole situation becoming a wretched nuisance, don't you?
I think my reactions are the last consideration, Allison. The point is this. I think I have to know from you something more about this man. I have to have an idea of what to expect.
Yes, yes.
He's in bad shape, Allison. And you know how unpredictable a man with that psychosis is.
You call it a psychosis?
Well, what it's called isn't important. What we do for it is.
Anthony, I've done everything. Everything. You can't know the burden it's been, the constant dread of just this. Someone saying to me, Jim Morrison is here.
I know it's a terrible strain, Allison, but...
Jim was the most handsome, loving, devoted man. I loved him wildly, blindly, foolishly. I was so sure that when we married, he changed. And we married, and he didn't change. He was drunk at the wedding. I drove to be left on our honeymoon. Jim, well, he kept on drinking.
I wonder why you told me you weren't married, Allison.
Because I'm not. I've been married to him twice and divorced him twice. That's the picture, Anthony. Why did I stay with Dr. Humphrey? Why did I never branch out and start a practice of my own? Why am I here, Anthony? Because Dr. Humphrey is sick and I need shelter, protection. It didn't do any good. I'll go. I'll leave. Why should you be burdened?
Let me think it through, Allison.
When did he come?
Yesterday.
I might have known. Today, when I was arranging my things in my new quarters, I felt so good. So secure. How is he now?
Out like a light.
You'll see him again, of course.
Yes.
I'll have to think out what to do, Anthony. I'm in such bondage to that man. The courts have freed me from him twice, and what good is it? I'm tied by his dependence on me, by that dreadful, slavish love of his. He's such a mockery, such... This is fine. This is what you talked to me about that evening. The private affairs of your staff must not intrude. And here we are. I'm in your office, about to cry because my ex-husband is in town.
Oh, stop it, Allison.
Why in the world was I so sure it wouldn't happen? When from the time I met Jim Morrison, my life has been hideous and troubled. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I have to go. I have to go somewhere where I can get myself together.
Meanwhile, unaware of Jim Morrison's presence at the Simpsonville Hotel, Evan is in her living room with a lap full of menus, a pencil in her hand, getting back into the routine of her tea room after the serious operation which Dr. Allison Shaw performed on her. Now she pauses in her work as she hears the voice of Louise Simpson calling from the porch.
Evan? Evan, are you home?
Of course I'm home. Come on in, Louise.
Oh, there you are. My goodness, what are you doing?
Going through menus, trying to get more variety in the tea room meals. Sit down.
I've just come from the Mansion House.
Oh?
Effie was there a while ago, too.
I know. I met him.
I went there to talk to little Mr. Bailey, the manager, about my luncheon club. You want to join my luncheon club, Ellen? Every Thursday, lunch at the Mansion House.
I'm a businesswoman, Louise. Why not every Thursday lunch at my tea room?
Oh, darling, after all, your tea room is wonderful and the food is grand, but it's a little homely.
I'm teasing you, Louise. I think it's a fine idea to have a luncheon club, and I'll be delighted to join it. I'm sure Mr. Bailey is in seventh heaven. Nobody ever eats at the Mansion House if they can help it.
I know. But if I'm going to live here, Ellen, I think we ought to try to organize a little formal living. Don't you think so?
Maybe.
That's what I pointed out to Mr. Bailey, but of course he was upset about that man.
What man?
The man Anthony said.
Oh.
Anthony didn't seem to think it was anything too serious.
Oh, no, but it's who he is and the connections and the possible scandal.
Anthony didn't tell me who he was.
He didn't?
No, isn't that strange? I'd have thought he'd come right to you.
Perhaps he doesn't want anyone to know about it, Louise. Perhaps he's protecting someone. And if he is, we shouldn't
look at this, Ellen.
What's this? Mr. Bailey got it from me. It's the beginning of a letter the man was trying to write before he went to sleep.
Louise.
Do you recognize the name, even if he didn't finish it?
Look at it, Ellen.
Louise, this is terribly like spying. I don't look at other people's letters.
Dear A-L-I-S. And it stops there.
Well, what of it?
Ellen, this man's name is Jim Morrison.
Oh.
You recognize the name, don't you?
So I was right.
Allison Shaw has something to do with it.
Who is he? What is he to her? And what in the world are you going to do with something like this right in the village?
Louise, none of this is even remotely my business. And furthermore, Louise, how is it you can always bring the most upsetting news?
A drunken man making the most frightful scenes. And here's Allison Shaw all tied up with him and all settled right here in Simpsonville.
It looks like a very intriguing situation, doesn't it, Anne?
Oh, poor Allison. I must call Anthony. Here, Louise, hold these menus for me. I must telephone Anthony right away.
Contradicting reactions from Ellen and Anthony. Hers, one of sympathy. His, one of concern. What will this lead to for young Widder Brown?